You look so down, and I know I gotta rescue your heart. Somebody is talking with a gun to his back. He's asking me if I could lend him a hand, but I know I gotta rescue your heart. Please don't give me a smile. I'm leaving in the morning, so don't be too long. Tonight I'll hold you close and make sure you feel loved. But I know I can't rescue your heart. Please don't give me a smile.
The Expos off the album Blackwater. Put down what you're doing and turn your speakers up to 11. It's time for the barn burner. Last night I went for a run on False Creek and I went down to Granville Island and was at the French Pavilion, or at least I was trying to look into the French Pavilion, and there was like a those little donuts and like cotton candy. It was eerily like the Calgary Stampede grounds. And it gave me a real kind of Stampede feeling. I realized that it's the Olympics here in town. But let's start things off today with something a little more Stampede-y. This is the Dustin Bentall outfit. This is 3,000 miles. You are listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Stop. don't tempt me, baby. You got my heart locked out of your mind. I found the key, but I have run out of time. I'm trying to walk out of here, walking the line. Don't tempt me, baby. In the mirror behind the bar, I could see that come on over look that you gave to me. A truly flattering, I guarantee. But I'm misspoken for as you must be free. Don't tempt me, baby. I got a ring around my finger, you know. I should have had it home a long time ago. But don't tempt me, baby. I made a promise, it was well understood.
You don't tell me, baby. You got a good thing going at home. Too much to lose if I don't leave here alone. Don't tempt me, baby. You got my heart locked out of your mind. I found the key, but I've run out of time. I'm walking out of here, walking the line. Don't.
Todd Snyder with Don't Tempt Me. And that was actually co-written by Loretta Lynn. And she doubles up on the vocals there as well. In the music news, something that I was pretty excited about. Do you remember how Loretta Lynn had that comeback album a couple years back that was produced by Jack White? It was called Van Leer Rose. It was really, really good. Well, apparently Jack is going to be giving the same treatment to Wanda Jackson. Yes, that's right, the queen of rockabilly and country from back in the '50s and early '60s, and I'm really excited to hear what it sounds like. If it gets the same treatment as Loretta Lynn did on Van Leer Rose, I think it's going to sound pretty kick ass, kids, pretty stomping. We're going to be playing a couple tracks today from the Bloodshot Records label. Let's start this little. Well, they're not going to be in a row, but I will be getting to a couple of them in the show. So this next track is going to be from Bloodshot Records. This is actually Steve Earle's kid. This is Justin Townes Earle doing a cover of one of my favorite replacement song. This is Can't Hardly Wait, and you are listening to The Barn Burner, the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. And if you have any requests today, 604-822-2487. That's right, 604-UBC-CITR. Here we go.
Write you a letter tomorrow. Tonight I can't hold a pen. Someone's got a stamp I can borrow. I promise not to blow the address again. Lights they flash in the evening. Jesus rides beside me. favorite voice, dirty clothes, filthy Joe.
On Tuesday, February 16th, Scottish-born songwriter David Francy is performing at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage at 2750 Granville. In concert, David is a singer and a storyteller. His wry humor and astute observations, combined with his open-hearted singing style, have earned him a loyal following. David Francy has released 8 crafted albums, earning him 3 Junos and the SoCan Folk Music Award. Touring with David is American ballad maker and multi-instrumentalist Craig Worth. Don't miss out on this chance to see one of Canada's finest songwriters. David Francy, Tuesday, February 16th at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage at 2750 Granville. Tickets are available at VancouverTIX.com.
That morning, that's the day that I was born. In that old sharecrop was one room country shack. And they say my mama left me the day before she had me. Said she hit the road and never once looked back. Hell, I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and churning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. Been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an 8th grade education. Ain't on needin' y'all treating me this way. Well, sweet Carolina, I don't guess I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. I love your wiggling, your walking, and your big city talking, and your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, it's way up and wait in this world of give and take. It seems like haste, it makes waste every time. I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an 8th grade education. Ain't no needin' y'all treating me this way.
That was the legendary Billy Joe Schaefer with I've Been to Georgia on a Fast Train. Right here on the Barn Burner, CITR 101.9 on Friday. Feeling groovy. Up next, we got a band out of Alabama. There's a lot of bands that sing about Alabama, but I always find that there's an actual shortage of bands that are from Alabama. These boys started off kind of as a almost a garagey punk combo. Did some albums kind of in the same vein as the Quadrajets and the Immortal Lee County Killers. But with every single record, they've mellowed it out a bit. They've definitely started to lean more towards the country and R&B side of things, but still has a lot of grit to it. I'm talking about the Dexateens, and this latest album is called Single Wide, and the track is called Can I Whoop It? This is 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Thank you. what you like.
Man, air guitar heaven here at CITR 101.9. That was Blitz and Trapper from their EP Black River Killer, which I picked up for $8.99 on vinyl at the Red Cat relocation party that they had like 2 weeks ago. I've been meaning to play those guys on the show for quite some time, and I finally got around to doing it. I think that if there was a band where if you took my format and you blended Dunkin's from Dunkin's Donuts and you pushed them all together, I think it would probably be Blitz and Trapper. One of those bands that can equally sound like Steve Miller, Beck, and Skynyrd all at the same time. And in my book, that's pretty cool. And before that, I know what you're asking. Was that another Drive-By Truckers leaked single? Yes, it was. That was a Mike Cooley penned one. That one was called Birthday Boy. Really excited for that album to finally show up. I think it's probably coming out in mid-March. Coming up next, we've got another, the second act on the Bloodshot record label, a band called the Dead String Brothers. I think they're from Detroit. They've been on the roster for a while. They kind of have a bit of a Faces / Stones on the countryer side of things feel to them. This is Smile from, yes, the Dead String Brothers, and the album's called San Paulo, right here on the Barn Burner 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Smile.
your sugar, your spice, your everything nice. A man is incomplete without a lady in his life. You can take a bad day and make it turn out right. You can take a blind soul and make him see the light. You can take a broken heart and make it new again. Or you can break his heart and make him less than a man. You can make a man feel like a king. Let me hear you say, ladies. Beautiful ladies. Lovely ladies. You're so fine. You're so fine. Come summertime. Your man is pleased all the way down to his knees. And what's your name? Tell me, I know your man is worried about where you are tonight, huh? Well, ladies, all of you ladies, all over the world, I want you to help me sing this.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Pick you up now and carry you.
That was a double shot of rhythm and blues for you. That track was I Take What I Want by James and Bobby Purify. Now, they were artists on the Bell record label back in the 60s, putting out some really, really hot R&B tunes. Before that, actually, we had another rhythm and blues, I guess quasi-star, Lee Fields, who was kind of known as Little JB because he sounded so much like James Brown. Lee Fields was definitely somebody who did look up to the big JB. However, that track that I played for you, ladies, was released this year on his last album, 2009, and it still sounds pretty vintage. So Lee Fields making a bit of a comeback. Let's keep the rhythm and blues rolling, shall we? This is the Barn Burner on 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
At the dark end of the street, that's where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide. Yeah!
chose a double shot of Spencer Wiggins with Lonely Man, and We Can Talk It Over. And before that, we had James Carr with the forever classic Dark End of the Street. Both of those guys were on the Golden, what was it, Golden Wax record label? It's kind of like Stax's baby brother. And both of them kind of didn't get credit where credit was due. Carr had a huge hit with At the Dark End of the Street, but he didn't really follow it up. But what a fantastic voice. Same with Spencer Wiggins. My lady friend is in the Scandinavian studies class, and they're taking this philosopher named Soren Kierkegaard right now. And she was talking to me this morning about the anxiety of possibility. And that is definitely the DJ's conundrum, isn't it? Like, there's so much stuff to choose from, you know? You have to stare into the yawning of abyss of possibilities where you can play. I generally go with what feels good in my gut, kind of like this track.
I throw myself out of bed, throw myself in the chair, undress my two naked feet. 'Cause I'm close, some bottles, some books. I let her with her at time. Or was that safe? I'm half undressed. You'll find me lying on an empty bed. Pistol in hand, objects here and there. You wake me with a jump and an evil stare. My diffuse it of his bullets and push it to my head. 'Cause I got no reason, I don't got no mind. 'Cause I got no reason and I got no mind. 'Cause the blood pouring from my head. 'Cause the blood.
Come back. And telling a dirty joke or two. You walked this chick and I knew she was up for something. And I kissed her right there out of the blue. I said, hey baby, meet me, I'm a tough guy. Cutting my sickle outside, you wanna try? She just looked at me and rolled them her big eyes and said, oh, I'd do anything for you, cause you're a rocker. That's right, I'm a rocker.
To rock and roll, I get my records at the Rock Odds store. That Phil Lynott knows how to turn a phrase. Speaking of stuff that hits you in the gut, that's probably my favorite Thin Lizzy single, one of the earlier ones. That's The Rocker. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's been a good time again on a Friday afternoon. Stick around, Tyler's coming up next, and I've got one more for you. I've got Brimstone Hal from the Alive record label. This one is called Suicide Blues from their latest album, Big Deal, What Has He Done Lately? And I'll see you next Friday.